This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Monday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, multiple weather systems will continue to impact the area this Christmas week, with a chance for rain or snow in the southern Columbia Basin today and tonight, and then again Wednesday and Thursday. The snow chances will be mainly in the overnight and early morning hours. In the north, for farms near Yakima, Moses Lake, and Ellensburg, the snow chances should be limited to just Wednesday and Thursday, and only an inch or less of snow is likely, so farm-to-market transport delays should be minimal unless traveling over the mountains. Overall, precipitation will be greatest near the Cascades and Blue Mountains with a quarter to half inch. You can plan on high pressure to bring drier conditions for Friday into the weekend. Now, looking out into next week, a generally dry weather pattern will continue with temperatures colder than normal. Look for soil temperatures to drift a little lower and be mainly in the lower to mid 30s over the next week to 10 days. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center has released its outlook for January and also for February through April, and it's calling for temperatures to average above normal with less precipitation than usual across the Columbia Basin and the adjacent mountain areas, so it's likely the snowpack will be lagging going into the spring melting period. The CPC cites the formation of El Nino conditions as the major factor in predicting the warmer and drier conditions for the Pacific Northwest. For the Ag Information Network of the West, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.